A campaign by the New York State Community Action Association to change perceptions of poverty was launched in Albany this week. It's running in conjunction with a series of speaking events around the state that will feature people sharing personal stories of their experience of poverty. The Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan reports.
We think it's really important that we sort of confront the myths about who poor people are and that we want to see their faces and we want to hear their voices.
That's Carla Girolamo, CEO of the New York State Community Action Association. She put together the Anti-Poverty Tour to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Equal Opportunity Act, or as it's more commonly known, President Johnson's War on Poverty. She says it's become all too common for people to blame those at the bottom of the economic ladder for their circumstances.
If you're responsible for being poor, well, you should just, you know, stand up and get unpoor. And that way, I can, like, distance myself, and I don't have to help you because I'm not responsible. And so I really think it's a very selfish, you know, and self-centered way to say, I don't have to worry about this. I've got mine, and if you worked hard like me, you would get yours.
That's why personal accounts of poverty will be such a big part of this anti-poverty campaign. The Poverty to Opportunity kickoff event included an impassioned keynote address from Sister Simone Campbell of NETWORK, a national Catholic social justice lobby. She says Americans need to have a serious conversation about wages, work, and how they affect the necessity for a social safety net.
Folks at the bottom are desperate, and so they take whatever they can get and are grateful for it. The fact is that when wages keep you in poverty, that's wrong. That's just plain wrong.
While the Anti-Poverty Tour is unaffiliated and apolitical, the group hopes it will spark challenging conversations about inequality, especially in an election year. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.
To find out more about specific stops and speakers on the Anti-Poverty Tour, visit our website, wrvo.org.